And that would bring back holiday times, whether it be Christmas or Easter, Palm Sundays, and all those times that were special, you know, when you bring out the food, the pizza gain. Ah, pizza gain. Bobby, you ever have pizza gain, huh? That stuff is so hard. All right, for those who don't know what pizza gain is, it's the Italian version of quiche Lorraine, except it's heavier and it's a lot more harmful to you. By today's standards, it's more harmful, of course. You know, with the pieces of prosciutto, the ham, the farmer's cheese, the mozzarella, and everything else that goes in there. We used to put little chunks of soppressata, chunks of ham, chunks of prosciutto, anything. And it was salty to begin with, and you had to add more salt to it. And it was baked, man, this thick. And it would last like this thick right there.
Wow.
You like that? With a crusty pie, you know, encased in a crusty homemade crust, okay, pie crust, full of butter. Butter. Not margarine. Butter. You got to put butter in it. You got to put all that stuff that chokes your heart. But, man, does it taste good. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. How about the bread? We used to have the twist. My Aunt Mary used to make homemade bread. You know, I remember on the bed, they were covered. They were waiting for it to rise the second time. You know, the mounds of dough would rise for the second time. And then she'd twist it and put eggs in there. There were eggs in the bread. Eggs that were dipped in the color, you know, Easter eggs in the bread. Easter egg bread. Remember that? And you get to the egg, and then you could, you know, undo it and eat it, and then eat the bread, or make an egg sandwich with the shell and all. Just, you know, it's good calcium for you anyway. Man, holidays around my house, when we used to go to the 6 o'clock mass, collect palm, my mother would go to the 7 o'clock mass, collect palm. My brother would go to the 8 o'clock mass, collect palm, because you only allowed a certain amount of palm for Palm Sunday. And then we'd get our booty and put it on the table, and my father would proceed. My father, now that was a lost art. He would weave the palm into beautiful crosses that were just stunning, and we would hang it on the wall all year until the following Palm Sunday. See? And that's when Jesus walked, and they would place palms under his feet, and he would walk on the palms as he entered the holy city a week before they crucified him. And my father would tell the story about Jesus. He would have a thing. My father would do a thing all the time. It was awesome. Stuff he used to do with the newspaper. My father used to tell the story, and this goes back to World War II. About Hitler and Nazi, and he would make the swastika out of the paper, and how he died, you know, he went to hell, and there was the devil, he did a thing with the devil with the newspaper, and he should have gone with this, and at the very end, he would, I don't know how he would do it, because he would make these feet, you know, these little figures out of rolled up and folded newspaper, and at the very end, he says, instead of living with this, the swastika, he should have lived by this, and it was a gigantic cross out of the newspaper. It was amazing. My father would tell these stories, you know. That's dead. You don't find that anymore, you know. And you go to the store, and you buy the crosses already made up, and you go to the, you know, cemetery and visit. Everybody's there now. My dad, my mother, my great aunt, my grandparents, all there at the cemetery. But actually, they're not, you know. They're with us right here in our hearts. So don't you ever forget it. They're not over there. They're always with you. And I'm glad that you're with me. This is Festival Italiano, and let's celebrate. Let's dance, baby. Dance.
Baby.
Yeah. Keep on. All right, don't stop. I want the song to continue, please. Oh, jeez. Oh, thank you. Andrea Bocelli doing it in German.
Vivo per lei da quando sai, la prima volta l'ho incontrata. Non mi ricordo come mai, mi è entrata dentro e c'è restata. Vivo per lei perché mi fa vibrare forte l'anima. Vivo per lei e non è un peso.
Ich liebe sie genau wie du. Leben wir ohne sie kein Leben. Sie ist in mir, was ich auch tu. Sie gibt mir Halt und lässt mich schweben. Sie hilft mir alles zu verzeihen. Würde mich nicht ihr Trost befreien. Wäre die Welt ein Irrtum, ich lebe.
Weiss and Ich liebe Visia in German. Achtung! You know, there, other than American tourists, there are more German tourists in Italy than ever. Everywhere you go, there are German tourists. You know why? They get in the car, they get in their whatever it may be, and they drive all the way to Italy from north to south. It's amazing, man.